Tim Walz said he is so pro-abortion Nancy Pelosi suggested he tone it down. By Catherine Hamilton on August 7, 2024. Democrat vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, said in 2018 that he is so pro-abortion. Even former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, suggested he dial back his position. Far-left radical Walz made the remark while speaking at a Democratic Farmer Labor Party, DFL, convention during his campaign for governor. "My record is so pro-choice. Nancy Pelosi asked me if I should tone it down," he said. "I stand with Planned Parenthood." Pro-life groups are warning that a Walz and Kamala Harris ticket will be the most pro-abortion Democratic ticket yet, with Harris having an extreme pro-abortion record of her own. In January of 2023, Walz made Minnesota the first in the nation to codify abortion via legislative action after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and sent the issue of abortion back to individual states and their elected representatives, Breitbart News reported at the time. The bill, called HF1 or the Protect Reproductive Options PRO Act, was created to cement in state law the right to access reproductive health care options including abortion, birth control, family planning help, and sterilization. Abortion was already legal in Minnesota through the second trimester. The bill's author, Senator Jennifer McEwen, D, said the bill enshrines abortion access, no matter what future courts decide. Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson lamented its passage at the time, calling it the most extreme bill in the country regarding youth sterilization, late-term abortions, and public viability for a vast array of new reproductive rights. At the time, Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, MCCL, blasted the law as extreme, inhumane, and harmful to women and children who deserve so much better. MCCL co-executive director Kathy Blazer said, "The PRO Act means a right to abort any baby for any reason at any time up to birth. It means that the elective killing of a human being in utero is perfectly legal even in the third trimester of pregnancy, when the child can feel excruciating pain and could live outside the womb. It means that parents have no right to know when their teenage daughter has been taken to undergo an abortion." Governor Walz's absolutist abortion policy puts Minnesota in the company of just a small handful of countries around the world, including North Korea and China. "It is extreme, inhumane, and harmful to women and children who deserve so much better," Blazer continued. The pro-life group also noted that lawmakers rejected dozens of amendments that would have made the bill less extreme, including one protecting unborn babies in the third trimester, with exceptions, one barring partial birth abortions, and one providing the option of anesthesia when unborn children can feel pain. Another proposed amendment would have required third trimester abortions to take place in the hospital and would have required abortion facilities to be licensed by the state. "This law doesn't just allow late abortion for medical emergencies or hard cases," Blazer said. "It allows late abortion for any reason whatsoever. And it's an open invitation to notorious late abortion practitioners to come to Minnesota to set up shop. Here in Minnesota, you don't even need to be a doctor or have a licensed facility in order to perform abortions. The lack of guardrails to protect women and children is appalling." Walz subsequently signed more legislation that expanded taxpayer-funded abortion, stripped away the state's informed consent protections, and significantly weakened protections for babies born alive in botched abortions. Walz previously served in the House of Representatives from 2007 to 2019, where he received a 0% pro-life score from National Right to Life. In 2018, he accidentally voted in favor of a bill that would have protected babies who survived botched abortions. He quickly put out a statement apologizing for his mistake. "Accidentally voted for H.R. 4712 today," he said. "It was an honest mistake. I meant to vote no, as I did on an identical bill last Congress. My apologies for the confusion. I'll keep fighting for women's access to health care." Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.